Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
This is a very special solo edition of Market Watch. I take you on a blitz through markets. Corporate earnings season is just barely underway, but we are already in the thick of it. Let's dive right in and start with the big banks. Morgan Stanley and Bank of America both opened their books overnight. Want to take a guess? A real educated guess at how they're doing. Well, just like their competitor Goldman Sachs, whose earnings we talked about on the show yesterday, Morgan Stanley and Bank of America are both in good shape. Their earnings are strong and they're coming in above expectations. Morgan Stanley netted $3.4 billion during the first quarter of the year. That is up 14% from a year earlier. The bank really enjoying strong revenue growth in each of its main divisions: wealth management, trading, and investment banking. Shares of Morgan Stanley rose 2.5% overnight. Shares are in the red, though, this calendar year, down about 4%. What about Bank of America, you ask? Okay, let's have a look. It made even more money than Morgan Stanley, but there is an aspect of Bank of America's business that is raising concerns, I have to share. BOA netted $6.7 billion during the first 3 months of the year. So that's almost twice as much as Morgan Stanley. Its profits grew 18%. The major drivers of BOA's profits are interest income and investment banking. Now, as I mentioned, though, analysts are concerned about one aspect of the Bank of America's business, and that's related to bad loans and credit card debts that are unlikely to be paid off. Yes, BOA is reporting $1.5 billion worth of charge-offs that are significantly higher than previously expected, and it sparked a sell-off overnight in BOA shares. They fell 3.5%. In other banking news, HSBC is retrenching bankers. Yeah. It has reportedly laid off a dozen members of its investment banking unit here in Singapore. Deal flow in Hong Kong, deal flow in China is looking sluggish. And this has led to a number of banks, not just HSBC, to cut costs. UBS, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, they've also had several rounds of Asian job cuts over the year and a half. Let's turn now to the world of corporate earnings as to it up or down style. And you can play along. Help me figure out which way a company is headed. Is it going up? Is it headed down? Let's start with the healthcare company J&J, Johnson & Johnson. Now, the company's CFO, Joseph Wolk, told CNBC overnight that consumers may be pulling back in other areas, but they don't want to compromise on their health and their ability to live a fulfilling life. Do Wolk's comments give you a hint about how J&J is doing? If you set up, sounds like it's leading in that direction. You'd be right. J&J netted more than $5 billion during the first quarter of the year. That's much, much better than a year earlier when J&J was in the red. So, logical next question. What's responsible for the turnaround? I'd say one word: medtech. J&J's medtech or medical devices business is enjoying strong demand for its products. Now, these include devices for surgeries, orthopedics, and more. J&J is benefiting from a rebound in the demand for not urgent surgeries, particularly among older adults who defer these procedures. You know, they did defer these procedures during the pandemic. Many had to, right? Okay, so that's J&J looking up. Next up, I have United Airlines. Up or down? All right, let me give you the backstory. UA is having to adapt what it calls the reality of Boeing's manufacturing troubles. In simple terms, this means that UA is going to be adding fewer new planes to its fleet this year. However, it will be leasing more Airbus jets over the next few years. Investors are bidding up UA shares in after-hours trade on this news. The stock is up more than 5%, so that is an up for me. Our third entry this morning is United Health Group. One of its subsidiaries suffered a cyber attack during the first quarter of the year. Despite that, United Health grossed more than $100 billion between January and March. That is better than expected. United Health is in the red, though. It is reporting a net loss of nearly $1.5 billion. So I'll give it a down. Although United Health shares rose 5% overnight. Our last entry this morning, luxury goods company LVMH. What do you think? Luxury up or down? Well, demand for luxury goods appears to be cooling off. LVMH's sales are up, but not by much. They rose 2% during the first quarter. However, LVMH is looking to the Olympics in Paris this summer for a boost. All right, from corporate earnings, let's turn to the intersection of geopolitics and corporate investments. And a deal that is relatively small by Microsoft standards, but is having big ripples, international ripples, I should say. Microsoft is investing $1.5 billion in an AI company in the Emirates. The company is called G42. On the face of it, this investment might appear to be just another AI investment. After all, Microsoft is a big investor in OpenAI, the platform that makes ChatGPT. But as the New York Times deal book points out, the details of the deal demonstrate an attempt by the Biden administration to box out Beijing and limit its influence in the Gulf. Under the terms of the deal, G42 might be able to sell Microsoft services that use powerful AI chips, but it will also stop using equipment from Chinese companies like Huawei. The US has been concerned that Huawei equipment could potentially give Chinese intelligence service backdoor access to information it shouldn't have. Speaking of Chinese AI, the Chinese tech company Baidu reports that its Ernie chatbot has now attracted 200 million users. This is about twice as many as just a few months ago. Baidu's chatbot is now receiving hundreds of millions of requests every day. Sticking with China for a moment, its economy is performing better than expected. Let's take a closer look at China. It grew 1.6% during its first quarter thanks to factory construction, strong exports. Now, if we take that first quarter data and then project it over the course of a full year, this should translate into an annual growth rate of 6.6%. This is a surprise to many, given sluggish consumer spending in China, as well as a really struggling property market. Over in the US now, markets finish mixed overnight amid concerns that the interest rates will stay higher for longer. US Fed Chairman Jerome Powell noted overnight that the latest inflation data is not encouraging. In fact, it may encourage or require the Fed to hold rates steady, quote, for as long as needed. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% on the remarks. NASDAQ finished moderately lower as well, but the Dow finished in positive territory thanks to the strong corporate earnings we've been talking about this morning.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.